8.
Any last words?
7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2.
Welcome, everybody, to Chuck and Lou. This is a must-listen episode. Here's a precap of what we will cover on episode 41 of Chuck and Lou. We'll talk about Chuck and Lou's golf match at Bear Creek, complete domination, professional sports getting started. We'll focus on the Cardinals. No Fredbird, oh, poor Dexter. Fall high school sports, will they happen? Does school look normal in August? Thoughts on Little League Baseball action. Good stories there. Random thoughts on awful gift cards you've received. What? Yep, you've all received them. Chuck's bogey membership, but not really. Lou's Corona Little League story. High school basketball moving to 6 classes and how it affects local schools. And we even weave in Cam Newton, Bill Belichick, and Brooks Koepka's underwear. Ba-da-ba-da-boop. Welcome, everybody, to Chuck and Lou. It is Sunday. I don't even know what month it is. Lou?
I think it's June. I'm not sure.
June? It's welcome. June. It's June, Iggy? Okay, it's June. I'm going on about 110 days of no work because of COVID-19. And Lou, you are going on no school here since, about March 13th?
It's interesting that it's COVID-19 because if that's the case, I wonder what COVID-20 would do.
Woo! COVID-20 might get us going, but hey, I don't know.
It worse.
Well, wouldn't that be good? So, hey, you know what? Happy birthday to my sister, Iggy, our producer, his wife. She is 42 years old today. Happy birthday to you, and thanks, Iggy, for all you do. He's joining us tonight. He's going to get a little active with the program. It's just Lou and I tonight. It was Landon's first communion today. We celebrated that. He's here assistant producing tonight. That's my son. We had a great time celebrating that today. And since our last episode, we did have a COVID episode, but it's been a while. Chuck here, I've been to the pool about 7,000 times, joined a new membership club, F45. Am I looking swole to you, Lou? Am I looking a little more
You don't look fit? Like Brooks Koepka yet.
I don't look Brooks Koepka. At least you didn't say you didn't look like crap. You know, I didn't I didn't know what you were going to say there. But, you know, I gave the quarantine about 3 weeks and turned into an absolute fool. You know, I was just doing things all day long that I normally wouldn't do and had to go pay money to show up. That's what I do. You know, those people who go to, you know, Club Fitness or these things and they pay, you know, $12.99 a month and they're like, oh, heck with it. I got to pay some money to get there.
You're usually the one that gets paid to show up for your job, but now, well, it's the other way around.
When you're on lockdown, I got to start paying other people to get my butt out of bed and from eating. So I'm watering the yard. Lou just asked me if I watered the yard how many hours a day?
It's like 12 hours a day.
12 hours a day. So, you know, not that many, but ending my nights with watching Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Great show.
Great show. I hear Mr. Bueller loves that show.
Yeah, he does.
Man, I love that show. Oh, bad thing about that, Iggy, over there, is when I start watching that at 10 o'clock, next thing you know, I'm trying to make an Eggs Benedict, you know, over on the, what you had for breakfast this morning and you made.
Well, yes, we had a late breakfast, so technically it was brunch.
Brunch.
I hear this rumor.
Yes, Lisa wanted Eggs Benedict, so we went to the store and got the stuff.
You can't just get away from that hollandaise sauce.
It was
and
good.
Woo, Lou,
I hear this rumor that you're showing up to a specific club and not paying for membership and stuff like that.
Well, you know, we're going to get into that. And what I call myself is a Bogey Hills friend member is what I kind of call myself. Kind of reminds me of the way I've been. For those of you who maybe
that's
have seen me there.
That's the high school golf team, but that ended really quick.
Well, you know, here I am at Bogey more than half the members are because I have nothing to do. I got friends who invite me, and a couple times I just pay the fee to play. Who cares? And I've been at the pool 3 times there. Just kind of, I sneak in behind, like, the older lady. I kind of sneak in there, and I get right in there, and I snuggle in. And the cool thing about those country clubs is they just give out numbers. So when you hang out with your friends enough time, shoot, I got Faust's number, I got Tubman's number, I got Happy's number, I got all kinds of numbers. I just throw out a number. And, yeah, I got all their numbers. So it's been great. And shot an 87 there, Lou. My first time ever shooting 80 at Bogey Hills Country Club.
There you go.
Are you going to give me props or anything?
Well,
you've played there many times because that's where West's home course was. Have you ever shot
80 there? 9 holes. No, the 2 times we played 18 holes there were competitive rounds, and they were also the 2 days of the year where it was about 35 degrees on a Monday morning, wind blowing up 25 miles an hour.
There's more excuses, but you're playing in a time of the year that's awful. I'm playing right now with my friend's membership, I call it, pretty regularly. And, you know, other than that, it kind of reminds me of, like, when I was 20 and 21 years old, like, getting into clubs. Like, I jumped fences, and then, you know, next thing you know, I'm like, hey, it's not about what you know, it's who you know. And you kind of go with a guy who knows the bouncer. Like, that's how I feel like when I enter Bogey. It's like, I know the bouncer, you know, and I get in there and kind of wave weave my way around the daily basis. So hashtag blessed with the Bogey friend membership. You might want to look into it. Do not call up there and ask about me and my friend membership, because they only know my face, and I'm probably going to get kicked out of there soon because I've been up there so much. So hashtag blessed. Thank you to all my friends out there.
They that, got that your keep identity writing. Now.
They do. And I think I can't kind of get those looks like, is he, isn't he, is he, isn't he? And I'm like, I'm not, you know. But anyways, as we move on here, we want to make sure everybody knows that a good friend of ours, Tubby's in Plaza Lanes, is back open full time. Obviously, you know, creating a very safe atmosphere, but I know many people around town tend to visit their Tubby's for some bowling and steaks, and they're open full time. And we're going to go ahead now, Lou, and we're going to start talking a little bit about quarantine in your life. How has it been boring?
I can tell you it's more boring than watching a NASCAR triple header today.
Can you imagine? That'd be like 1,500 laps of watching. You might as well watch me just drive up and down the street.
Yeah.
That is boring.
Yeah,
you know?
Imagine about driving around the entire neighborhood going about 190.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Ooh, be like Trent Champagne or the Frasier Boys running down the street here. But
exactly.
Moores and Briscoes. But anyways, as we move on, I think for me at times it's kind of almost been as boring as going to the casino with no money.
Uh-huh.
You know, you get to sleep in and you get to kind of do what you want, but there's just no like value to it.
The only time I can tell you we switched to all streaming at our house for TV. The only time I'm watching anything on our TV is when the golf tournaments are on. Besides right. that, Monday through Wednesday, I'm usually sitting watching YouTube.
What did you go from? You went from like a DirecTV to
We went to YouTube TV.
Okay.
We got a Roku.
Yeah, that's what we're going to be doing here shortly, because I hear that YouTube TV has really good sports channels.
Yes, it does, and it's only for about a third of what DirecTV is.
Iggy, could you call YouTube TV tomorrow and see if we can get them sponsorship here on the Chuck and Lou show?
I'll see what I can do.
Okay, appreciate that. So we're going to go ahead tonight. We are going to discuss some topics. We will cover, obviously, many of you followed us on live stream. I'm sure, obviously, kind of almost broke Twitter with the live stream of Chuck and Lou's golf match at Bear Creek. We're going to talk about professional sports getting started. We're going to focus on the Cardinals, obviously. We're going to talk about fall high school sports. Will they happen? And what are some things to look at? What does July look like for all the athletes starting to return? The return to play in July, we're going to get back going. And maybe even talk a little bit about what's school going to look like. We have no idea. We're just going to kind of talk about it in August. And we're golf nerds, so we're going to talk about the PGA as they take the lead in starting sports. And then some random things, like, you know when you hate when you get that awful gift card from someone that you're never going to use? We're going to talk about those. We're going to talk about things that grind our gears. And we're going to talk about high school basketball moving to 6 classes, Lou, this year.
One of 10 sports that's upping up at least one class.
Boom, boom, bam. And we'll talk about that towards later in the show. Golf match. Let's talk about this. Chuck and Lou, we went out a couple weeks ago to Bear Creek for round 2. As many of you know, all of our listeners know, we tied last year in our round. And I came out victorious. Chuck did, shooting an 82, which is my best round of the year. Best round of the year. And from the Blues. And Lou shoots an 89. And Lou was in complete control early. And Lou, give me just a quick synopsis of what happened.
As you said, in complete control early after that.
Little thumbs down. You know, we played the back nine first, and I think what hole got you there, I think, you know, playing the back nine, which would have been, I think, hole 8. I think we were, 17. Mm-hmm. I see Lou, who had the honors of teeing off most of the early round, drabs his driver out of the golf.
Par four
driver. He's thinking, I'm like, oh my gosh, he's up 2 or 3 here. All he's got to do is hit a 7-iron out there. So he goes first, and he plunks right into the flamingo land, right into the water. Stein takes an advantage, puts a little 7-iron out there. Stays left of the pin, and I think that's where the match turned. Thoughts?
I would disagree with that.
You won't?
Nope.
So I won.
Yes.
I did. We're going to play again Thursday, I think, aren't we? No live stream, just fun. Yeah. But we will definitely let you know what happens with that golf match.
If I win, we're going to have to create a trilogy just like the Cavs Warriors.
Ooh, I like that. So let's move on to Cavs Warriors, professional sports. What a great transition, Lou. Man, you haven't lost a beat in this quarantine. I tell you what. So let's move on. Let's start with the NBA. The NBA, you know, as far as, you know, what's going to happen with the
They've
NBA.
They've released the schedule.
They have. I saw that, and obviously, it was kind of funny when they released the schedule and the fact that the TV already has all the rights to all the games. Who's playing on ESPN? Who's playing on?
I just looked to see who was playing first day, and after that, I don't really care until the playoffs start.
So Adam Silver, the NBA commish, comes out and he says, "We're coming back because sports matter in our society. They bring people together when they need it most. We are left with no choice but to learn to live with the virus. No options are risk-free right now." What are your thoughts on that?
First off, I think the NBA might be the riskiest out of the four professional sports to play, but they're the one that's most needed right now.
I agree. I think it's the most
I think they're needed. The ones that bring everybody together.
I think
most.
So. As far as, you know, many backgrounds, I think a lot of the young kids are following basketball nowadays. I think it's an active, ongoing sport. It's not the boring baseball that you're going to end up watching here shortly, which we'll talk about. But I think NBA does need to come back. But it's kind of interesting. It's kind of like, you know, you have these people now with this coronavirus going on, like the people who are really concerned about it. You have your mid-row people, and then you have people who are like, you know what, deal with it. And I don't know where I stand because I don't do a whole lot besides play Boogie Hills and go to the pool there. But I don't really know what I do, you know, as far as I'm not out and about a lot.
I have more experience in this being in high school, but basically from sixth grade till about a junior in high school, no high school kids care about football really at the NFL level. They're talking all about NBA. So
I agree.
That I think NBA is one. I think the one sport that brings everybody together, and that I think it's good as restarting.
I think that's very honest that you say that too, because you got things like NBA 2K, and then I think a lot of the video games towards that. A lot of, for instance, the age range you get.
Hit me up on 2K, people. I need to play with people.
Absolutely. So I think you're very very strategic on thinking about that. I think that's very very smart. I think you're exactly right with that. But we roll on golf today. You know, golf kind of got started first. We have DJ wins today, 20 plus wins on the PGA
Tour.
That was
a fun around the watch.
Well, you and I could have shot a 65 there. They're at the Travelers, TPC River Highlands. What a joke. It's 6,800 yards.
There's houses right next to the fairway, too.
Well, so at the Falls, there are, too. But Gateway National and Bear Creek, their tips are 7,000 plus. And these guys are, we got 60, 61, 62s. And they haven't played
irons
a while.
Off the tee.
Yeah, it's a joke. It'd be like me playing swing around and keeping that score. It's just the yardage. 6,800, DJ wins, one of the longest hitters. Oh, shocker. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Well, that brings the shorter hitters back into it. The guy who's playing with Brendan Todd only hit it about 280 off the tee.
See,
if that.
So I think I could have won this tournament.
You got to keep it in the fairway.
We
were texting each other today. You said I've hit about two or three fairways around, because we were talking about that Brendan Todd guy. He only missed about two fairways.
But my scrambling game. I scramble, baby. I'm in the frame. I'm all over the place, but I can get it back in there. I think I could have competed in this tournament.
Poor Brendan Todd hitting that. They called it a hosel rocket on 12. DJ goes up by four and proceeds to hit a tee shot out of bounds.
Speaking of hosel rocket, so I'm playing a bogey there today on hole 10. I'm coming out of the bunker. I don't see the old guy on
bunker? The one on the right?
I'm on 10 on the right.
Okay.
And I chili dip one and scarf it to the right. And I don't know what green that is over there. There's a hump, so I can't see the old man.
I think.
I look at my partner, and he goes, "You almost killed that guy over there." And I'm thinking, oh, now I got to go apologize. So I walk up to this guy. He's probably 68. I go, "Sir, first off, I apologize. Second of all, that was the worst shot ever. I so apologize." And he goes, "I'm really not impressed with the S word you said." He didn't care that he was almost got his head chopped off, but I accidentally said, the S word, which I freaked out because I saw a head and the ball going at it. But maybe it happens out there quite a bit, but I almost killed somebody the other day. So
let's
go ahead.
Hazel Rocket right here.
Razzle Rocket on TV. Bam! Razzle Rocket. So is that what you said? Razzle Rocket?
Hazel Rocket.
Hazel Rocket.
That's what Faldo called it today.
Okay, so hopefully I don't hit too many Hazel Rockets on Thursday.
I heard Faldo told Kepka to go wear a thong the other day.
Is that because of the Sports Illustrated thing?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I know those two have some beef with each other.
They do. They were beefing all week. I didn't know the beef was around about him wearing a thong, though.
It was over his coronavirus-related withdrawal.
Gotcha. Man, I love that. Man, that was amazing. So let's move on now to hockey. What do you think about hockey, Lou?
I want it to happen. I don't think it will, and it's not because it's, one, COVID, two, they're starting to get into an MLB-related money issue, and training camp is supposed to start a week from this upcoming Friday.
And they just have the playoffs left? Is that what they've decided?
Yes.
Okay.
It's 2014 playoff.
What would your Vegas odds be for the Blues to win the Stanley Cup again if they did restart? 5 or 10 to 1, maybe?
That's really generous.
You think so?
I don't think they're the favorite to win the Western. I think Colorado is.
Okay.
The only thing the Blues have better than Colorado
is... back.
Yes. Colorado's got speed, but they also have a goalie issue right now.
Yeah.
They have a young kid that is trying to beat out their starter right now.
I really hope hockey comes back, because I think St. Louis, if I'm being selfish, in the inner area here, in the St. Charles, St. Louis, the Missouri area, really, I think that could really get things going again, just because they might think, oh, here we go again. Now, it would stink if 8 days later they lose in the first round, but I think it's something that everyone could kind of curtail to. Summertime into summer, deck parties, pool parties, Blues. I think that would be good for everybody. So let's move on to Cardinal baseball.
There's a mathematical chance, if the Blues lose in the first round, that they could see... Oh, okay. No, I would say they could get the number one pick, but they have the bye, so never mind. Because the number one draft pick in the NHL could be somebody that loses in the first round with their stupid lottery they have.
Who do you think's gonna be the first pick in the NHL draft?
I forget the guy's name, but he's supposedly like a Connor McDavid. It's like Alexis Laudfriere or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm gonna look this up, because if that's right, that's amazing. Okay, that is amazing.
They're talking about the other day.
That is amazing. So baseball, it's on. 60 games. Cardinals are in a division with some really good teams. Let me tell you, the Pirates, the Royals, Mike Matheny.
The Tigers.
Mike Matheny's going to come to town for 5 games. The girls will love that. They used to love Mike Matheny.
Yeah.
You know? Moving on, Cubs, duh. Tigers, what? Twins, who? I don't even know one player.
Don't disrespect still play the Twins. On them? No, he retired.
Because you think the Twins
Miguel
are pretty
good. Miguel Sano, Nelson Cruz on the team. If Nelson Cruz is not taking steroids,
is
I will
60?
Be shocked. Yeah, he's about 40.
I feel like him and Phil Mickelson hang out about the same age. Phil's hitting bombs.
Probably trading insider
He's
info.
Hitting bombs, trade insider info. We got the Brew Crew in there, who I think is going to be pretty good. A lot of coming down the slide. What's the Brewers mascot's name? He goes on the slide.
Yeah. I want to say Brewery, but that's not it.
I think it's whatever. He's going to be on the slide quite a bit. We got the White Sox. We got the Reds.
Up-and-coming team.
I think so.
Both
Reds.
Those upcoming
teams. You said the Reds are close, but you don't think they're there yet?
No, not yet.
And then we have...
Maybe if they re-sign Puig.
The Indians?
No.
So you look at those teams. I mean, you're not playing the Dodgers. You're not going out to see Pooh and the Angels. You're not going to see the Yanks. You're not going to see the Sox.
Yankees Nationals opening day.
You're seeing
Garrett Cole versus Max Scherzer.
So I mean, it's over under in Vegas. I think for Cardinals victories is Lou. What'd you say it was?
It's 31.5.
I'm gonna take the over. I think anywhere between 33 and 38. Lou.
I'm going to go over as well.
Over as well. You know, and I think it could be someone, a shocker, I think, with those minutes. You know, every year the Pirates start off 14-4.
How do you feel about expanded DH?
Expanded DH, I like it. I think it's boring as heck as now. If you would have asked me this in 97 or 2003, I'd have been like, no, I kind of like the National League. I like the strategy part. But now can we just hit bombs? I got kids that want to watch it. They don't want to see taken out. You know, the pitcher, because he's a lefty-righty. The kids don't know that. We got to play towards the younger generation. The younger generation doesn't care if Steve Kline's pitching against Chipper Jones, okay? Yeah. Dating myself a little bit there. But what I'm saying is, let's get guys who can hit home runs, expand the roster a little bit, give guys more jobs.
Madison Bumgarner and Miles Michaelis are the outlier to the pitcher hitting argument.
Yeah, exactly. But what pitcher wants to... I mean, I saw Mark Burley playing softball last Tuesday in our Tuesday night softball league, and he can't even hit over the fence down at Kiwanis. And I asked him, I said, did you hit at all? He's like, no, I hated hitting, you know, because he was in the American League. But yes. Sometimes he'd jump in there. But do you think they really want to go up there and bunt against 98?
No.
No. They want to sit there and drink Gatorade and rub the towel around their neck. DH, good.
If you ask me, Lou, what do you think about DH?
What do you think about the DH?
Well, I think I don't like it, but it's time to get with the times.
So personally, I was right. I think, you don't like it, but it's right.
I think the only time, in my opinion, it's like good for baseball is in the playoffs. I think there needs to be more strategy in the playoffs.
Iggy, I got a question for you. They're going to quarantine these baseball players. They're going to go play these teams for like 5 nights in one city. Uh-huh. And they're going to try to quarantine 40, I mean, you're talking coaches, players, 40 dudes in a hotel room for 5 nights. What would you do if you were told to stay in a hotel room for 5 nights?
I'd break out.
You'd break out. I mean, can you see Bader, like, crawling out of a window and, you know, Carlos Martinez is, like, hanging on his foot?
I don't think Bader would ever get in the hotel.
No, I think he would just, like, run around outside, put his shirt
drops
off.
Drops his stuff off. It's like, all right, go to the club ceiling.
Yeah, I mean, I can't see them trying to quarantine that many people. And then they're like, oh, well, their families can come. So now you have...
I could see C-Mart running around the floors with a shirt off.
Oh, just hitting every floor on the elevator button.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? But, I mean, now you have... Okay, so my family comes. So now we're in a suite, and we're in Cincinnati with my two kids, my wife, and I'm starting Thursday, and it's Tuesday, and we have 5 nights here. I mean, you talk about absolutely miserable. I mean, you know, you're in this condensed hotel room with your family. You can't leave. But then
pool's probably closed.
Pool's closed, you know.
What do? Walk across
like
the bridge?
Or like only 10 in at a time. And next thing you know, Yachty is trying to cannonball from whole, you know, from bedroom four. You know, it's just, I can't see that happening. So I think baseball in general, being a baseball guy, they like to party. And, I mean, can you imagine, like, Yasiel Puig, if he signs with the team, you think you're going to clown that guy up for 5 days and, you know, Cali? Ain't gonna happen. Anyways, sorry, it was a little rant on my part. So let's go ahead and get into some random thoughts tonight. You know, obviously we try
more
to always...
More rants.
Yeah, more rants and randomness and where you're going and you're like, what?
Well, since there'll be no fans of baseball, I guess Dexter Fowler and Brett Cecil aren't going to be able to do anything this year.
No, because... be no Fredbird. Because I just heard Fredbird's no Fredbird. So, yeah, Cecil and Dex are not going to have that second option.
Yeah.
They're not even going to be able to be a vendor, you know, like selling hot dogs or peanuts. So... Maybe
I think you could sell maybe stuff could put, on the street.
I think maybe they should take the foul poles, which I don't know why they're called foul poles. They should be called fair poles. And just put Dex on one and Cecil on the other. And they could be the foul poles.
That would be interesting.
Dex is tall. Cecil's short. So, for the first base umpire, it might be a little rough. He's in right. Anyways. So, let's go ahead and get into some random thoughts. Before we hop into high school sports and what July is going to look like and what maybe school is going to look like and things like that. Did I just see... come across the Twitter tweets here that Cam Newton Lou signed with who?
Signed with the Patriots.
The Patriots?
It's the Sith Lord's master plan.
Oh my gosh. Billy Bell goes from Tommy Boy to the inventor of the dab.
Middle school kids are excited. Middle school boys are all excited
man.
Now.
Man, it cannot get out of in cahoots. So let's move on now. We were talking about gift cards earlier because, like, you know, during these times where it's like, oh, it's Lou's birthday, let's give him a gift card, or it's Iggy's, you know, he's getting married, let's give him a gift card, already married and everything. But, you know, Stein, you know, you're a great neighbor, here's a, you know. Right. So
you deserve a reward for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
My wife said I had to give you this, so here you
go. Yeah, you know, so what are, in my opinion, like the question I had for Lou here and myself, and I kind of asked some people, what are the worst gift cards that someone gives you? Where you like open it up, the card, and it's like, thank you for being my teacher. Thank you for being a great neighbor. And it's from Spill the Junk. So here's mine. Starbucks. First off, many of you are going to disagree with that. Can't stand it. Not waiting in line for coffee. I'll just make my own at the house. Second one, Barnes & Noble. Do they even have Barnes & Noble?
I don't know how to
Hey, go to the
I
mall.
I would have disagreed with that about 3 years ago, but I'm fine.
Go to the mall and buy a book.
Yeah.
What? And another one that really grinds my gears is when they give you that one that has, like, multiple restaurants on it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, no, I'm not going to make my way out to Chesterfield to go to the, what's that, Bahama Breeze. I feel like Bahama Bucks. Breeze. It's in Chesterfield. I'm going to go out there and buy a Slurpee for, I'm going to get one Slurpee free when I... get an order of fries.
It's a smoothie place?
Yeah, I think it's. I think it used to be out in some mall out there, but I think it's gone. Cause are there even mall? Is Mid Rivers even available?
Right now, I think so. Yeah, I was there the other day.
Is Spencer still open? Hot Topic?
I have no idea.
Abercrombie and Fitch? It's still Abercrombie and Fitch. Is it Finch or Fitch?
Fitch.
Fitch?
I think it's Fitch.
It's a good article in the paper today about the Great American Mall.
Finch is a bird.
Finch is a bird?
Yeah.
What's your favorite store in Mid Rivers Mall, Iggy?
Shit, I don't know.
got him. Oh, man, good thing he's a producer. That was awesome. So, Lou, I hand you a gift card. What's the ultimate? Like, eh.
Sorry, Mom, Hobby Lobby.
Oh, Hobby Lobby. I tell you what.
Not because of the Christian affiliation, but like, why would I go there?
I don't think there's anything there. You know what I really like? If someone, like 2 weeks ago, I would have said no. But, like, if they'd give it to me now, Dollar General. I thought Dollar General was a place where you just went and got, like, lady dollar things. Like, you know, because girls are always like, I'm going Dollar General. They got anything in there.
Yeah, true.
Like, lady dollar
things. Like, I thought it was just, like, I didn't know if they let males in there, actually. But I went in there the other day because they closed a convenience up the street here by West. They, they put a sign on the door. It said, closed for 30 minutes. It was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Just got... Close it down.
Got went to
do. Went to Dollar General. They have everything that's much better. I'm a Dollar General guy. I got a crush. I got a man crush on Dollar General.
Yeah, I had a man crush on Phil Shades.
Who is that?
Phil's Shades.
Phil's Shades. Did you see Phil Mickelson Shades? He looked like
awesome.
He looked like he should be in Top Gun.
Yeah, he was tweeting about that the other day.
Man, he looks good. Yeah. Looks great. That was funny though. He went and you know they started talking about it Friday, so he stayed with him, and then he was just played like crud Saturday and Sunday. So I wonder if the Shades will be back next time. As we move on here in the show, I know everyone's been entertained so far with the conversation. We're trying to keep it up with not much going on here. As we look at the transition here. Into Little League Baseball. And I know Lou's been to some Little League Baseball games, so have I.
Yeah, I've been to tournaments the last 2 weekends.
Your brother's
St. Genevieve and Edwardsville.
St. Genevieve and I have a familiar story. But as far as
doesn't baseball, involve sitting around watching adult softball games and drinking beer. Because I've heard the story before.
Similar, but close. But anyways, let's move on to...
Yeah, I hear their adult softball games draw like 400 people in.
They do. I, you know, I look at me here. I'm obviously look like Bryson DeChambeau over here. You know, I'm obviously fit and put together to hit some bombs on the... we've talked about some of the worst softball player there ever is. So what grinds my gears about Little League Baseball? I mean, concession stands sometimes... Just obviously, you know me and concession stands. I'm looking for what?
Jalapenos.
Jalapenos. If you don't have jalapenos, I'm out.
That's upscale, though.
You think that's high class?
Yeah.
I mean, Ellisville back in the day would have jalapenos. It's just the other day I went to Blanchette, and I don't even think they've opened their concession stand since last July. But
the July before last July.
Yeah, no doubt. So what are some other things? Is any other things grind your gears when you go to your brother's games or anything?
I would say, well, but, I was in St. Genevieve last week, and the umpires were shaking coaches' hands.
So tell me that story about what happened out there. Is this your sister's softball tournament?
Oh,
or
yeah,
your brother?
This is last week. This is this, like, last night.
Is this a COVID-related story?
Yeah, so this So I'm a New Melly for my sister's softball tournaments, and you know they have those gravel fields.
Oh, I love New Melly.
Yeah, but they were playing on the one turf field, or not turf field, dirt field.
I think they had, like, one QT and a Dairy Queen in New Melly.
There was more people at the complex than there are in the entire town.
Right.
Yeah, so they, my sister's team wins. We're driving back. And it starts raining there. And we get back to our house. It's probably about 7 o'clock. And we see the tournament's canceled. And it says this is not weather-related. Well, I find out this one lady apparently got COVID-19.
Karen?
Yeah, some Karen, I guess. But she didn't show up to the ballpark. Her kid and her husband tested, but were both negative. But dad was having symptoms and showed up to the park.
Just they just want that daughter to play
exactly.
That softball.
Yeah. So the entire tournament, which was at McNair, Wapplehorse, Lakeview, and Washington, and New Melly, had to be canceled because
shut it down.
Because one mom told her kid, "Let's go play softball. I don't care if I have the virus."
You know, and it's a crazy deal. Just respect it. You know, respect anybody's. But if you're, God, my God, it's just stories like that kind of drive you nuts. You know.
Yeah.
When you look at them.
And at the softball tournaments, they're doing better social distancing than baseball.
Yeah, I've been to some baseball tournaments. I know I've been to one of my nephews. He's an eighth grader. Went out to Ozzie's, and it's pretty packed. I know he played again today. My nephew did. And Jimmy Ballgame was out there. Happy 50th birthday to Jimmy Ballgame yesterday, Jimmy Edmonds. He's got a kid out there playing. But getting back to grind my gears, you know, sometimes when you see the teams with, you know, the assistant coaches, they got eight of them, and their names are on the back. See some of the moms in the stands. Obviously, somebody had a cricket, and they're just, you know, gearing them up. And they're just, you know, they got all the stuff. It's really cool, but it's like, man, that had to take a lot of time. And then
you got all the kids playing on the closed playgrounds.
Yeah, is that right over here? Hitting the weighted balls, like kids practice hitting those weighted balls. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Softball, baseball, that's kind of weird.
And then you got these little league teams, like 8U teams, where there's like that one mom over there keeping score, and then she's got the music. She's playing walk-up songs. It's like, oh, my goodness.
I see that way more in softball.
Yeah? But yeah. I see it in some bands. She's like, oh, my gosh. And the other kids from other teams love it. But at the same time, you know if their team did it and their moms did, they'd be like, I don't know. So
yeah, yesterday I'm in Edwardsville from Brothers game. They're at that Plumber Park, which is off 55, just north of the 270, 55.
Two Plumbers? Right across from the water tower?
I don't think so. Okay. No. And so it's 80 degrees. It's kind of in the valley. And I got my mom wearing a jacket and blanket over her
legs. Together, Tammy.
It's 8 in the morning. It's 80 degrees. And then you got the bleachers closed off because 20% capacity rule in Illinois.
Out at Woodlands, they took the bleachers out.
Interesting. So, but the bleachers aren't out there. So instead, you got all the people not social distancing in their lawn chairs while we got the Buehler family sitting right field where nobody's
coach jackets, blankets.
I'm sitting out there in my golf gear and it's and. Shag all the foul balls imaginable.
Well, you're shagging foul balls, and I'm sure you're not keeping them put in your pocket. Let's go ahead and foul ball and transition right into high school. We have July coming up, and I know personally as a high school basketball coach here at St. Charles West, and Lou being my manager and being involved in golf and being involved in many things to be a senior at St. Charles West this upcoming year, there's just a lot of, you know, what in the world is going on? There's no right answer to anything. But the first thing is, what is July going to look like? You see on the Twitter tweets and you see on any social media, some people are starting to put out schedules and what to do. And I think most schools are doing a pretty good, in my opinion, I think conditioning-wise needs to be something that's more your body weight conditioning sort of things. Because if you've ever done this before, you know that it takes 2 weeks to teach form, and we only have 4 weeks here. And if you can only have 9 or 10 kids in a weight room plus a coach, it's just more applicable. I think my biggest thing is, Lou, that I told you pre-show here when we spend 2.5 days prepping, is that I do believe that it's about the culture of the kids. So I know at St. Charles West, we're opening up hopefully here on July 6th with any female or male who wants to come get conditioning and start working out that plays a sport at St. Charles West. We're going to acclimate our workouts to everyone and just try to do some things to get the culture, get the kids seeing each other. It's been 110 days since an athlete has seen a coach. So yeah. What are your thoughts on July, and what do you think schools should do and teams should do? Should they fight for kids? You know, baseball gets 2 hours, football gets 2 hours, or should they? Do you think it's more of a culture, or what's best for the kid in their individual sport they like the best? What are your thoughts? Do you have
it
any?
It should
on
be for everybody.
I agree.
I think we need to have these 4 weeks are huge, especially for the fall sports. However, I'm going to blame a certain county executive in a county close to us who's basically saying football may not happen in St. Louis County this fall.
That would be ridiculous.
That would be awful. One of the most extreme measures I've seen. And a certain radio person that we both like who agrees with that county executive's philosophy have sparred with him multiple times on his own show about this. For St. Charles County, I think we're going to be fine. We know the virus is around, and I think it's going to be inevitable that we'll probably get it. However, I think July, I think we're going to be fine doing all this.
I do think it's going to be fine. I think, some of the private schools have already gotten a little bit of a get-go on this. You have two-tail approaches. You have the coaches of the public schools who are like, they're getting an edge, and then you have the public school coaches like me. Let's get started. I just want the culture to be back. I want the kids to be able to see each other. If I was in high school and I was going to be at any age, sophomore, junior, senior, and incoming freshman, and I haven't been able to see anyone for 110 days, I just want to be able to hang. And I hope the environments are like that. And I think also July will also be the tall tale of, taking temperatures of kids every morning and signing waivers and, asking the kid every morning, did you have a cough last night? Hopefully the kid who, didn't like the workout because it was too tough the day before doesn't say, yeah, all last night. But there's going to be a lot of protocol, but we just have to be patient, do what our admin tells us to do, and I think we'll all be well aware of kind of what's going on, more along the lines of when school starts again. I think you'll know more, Lou, about school probably around, I try to tell people, from what I've heard in the education system, is we will probably know about July 20th where we're going to be with school. And what are your thoughts with, you're going to be a senior, what are your thoughts with school? And there's usually a three-tiered approach. One, go back normal. Two, 50% kids one day, 50% the next. Three, all online. Maybe even a fourth option of the parent says,
heard what Parkway's
what they're
going to
do. What's Parkway doing?
They're doing student ops to do what they can do. They can either go to school or do it online.
Mm, I did see that the other night. I think they're kind of the first ones. They're kind of normally are the first ones. But it's going to be interesting. I can tell you one thing. I think I'm 100% correct on this, that your Orchard Farm, your Francis Howell, your St. Charles, your Zumwalt, and I don't know if I'm missing anyone that's right around, maybe
Wentzville.
I think those five, if they were smart, they would get together June 15th with the superintendents and admin, and they'd all do the same exact thing.
They're going to do that.
They have to. It's almost like a snow day when they all get on the phone at 4 o'clock and say, you doing it? Okay, you're going to call it, then I'm going to call it, then you're going to call it, I'm going to call it. Because if you're the one who doesn't call
those
it.
Those five districts are going to be smart in what they're going to do. They're going to do.
If they're not, that particular school district is probably going to be the one that either you have to be the same, don't you think?
It's
going
to be up to the health department.
I agree. They're going to have a lot of say in it, and I really truly think that those five districts we named are going to do the same thing, because if you do the same thing, then
Illinois made a decision what school's going to be like. They're telling everybody they're going to wear masks.
Illinois is a mess. It's kind of like getting a gift card to Hobby Lobby. It's just, I'm glad I don't live in Illinois. But, we've talked about all this.
When 90% of your state is not just one area.
Right. It's just, Illinois is just different. Even when I even go across the river and I get in Illinois, I kind of have to wipe my arm off because I feel like there's something on it. Whenever I go, I don't know, something about it. But we're talking about, one thing we did want to talk about before the show wraps up here, is basketball is moving to 6 classes this year. And Lou, can you explain just a little bit of that to people, like how many classes there were before?
Yeah, so overall, there's 10 sports that have been approved to get at least one more class, and basketball is one of them. It was originally 5 classes, and it's going to move up to 6, and there's going to be new where the private schools are going to get their own multiplier based on success,
if you're a single gender school, you're going to get yours multiplied by double regardless. But if you're co-ed, you're going to get the multiplier. They're going to go back 6 years in each sport and see what your success rate is. I don't know what the point system is for it, but if you get a certain amount of points, you're going to move up a class. And the most you can move up is two classes.
So when we're talking about in basketball, we're talking about we used to have, as of last year, five classes. So we're going to bump up to six classes. Where does that leave? Let's just kind of keep it local. Where does that leave schools like ourselves, St. Charles West, St. Charles High, Dominic, if you want to talk Duchenne, and then Orchard Farm? Like, what schools does it benefit, you think? Who's going to be maybe in 5A, not in 4A? Is it going to end up being the first time ever where St. Charles West doesn't play St. Charles High in a district in the last 10 years? Talk a little bit about that. Or your thoughts?
I think we're going to be on the lower side of this.
We St. Charles West in the lower side?
Yes, I think we are going to be. I think we're going to end up, I think when district assignments come out in November, about the day of our jamboree, we're going to see. We're probably going to be one of the larger schools in our class.
So you think we'll be four out of the six?
Most likely, yes. I'd be surprised if we were higher.
What about the Buccos over there? What about St. Charles High?
Misha does a terrible job every year with St. Charles High, and I'm not saying that. I'm saying that from a St. Charles perspective. St. Charles High gets screwed over in soccer, football, and something else, but they're going to get screwed over in basketball. They're going to get, well, not Incarnate, anymore.
Red Army.
Yeah. They're going to probably move up a class in basketball, and that's not right. Misha thinks St. Charles High has 120 more kids than St. Charles West. I can bet you they have no more than 50 more kids.
You think
than
so?
Us. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's a good thought. I like your rant on that. That was impressive. You think Rick Foster and the Buccos are going to be in five, and we're going to be in four?
Yes.
That could be a different change.
Now, I think Orchard Farm and Duchenne are going to be in the same class as us, and I think Duchenne might move up a class just because of the years before the last two. Because they're going to go back
success,
6 years.
If they go back to 6 years.
Because it's going to go back to the end of the Briscoe years and years with Fairless and Moore.
I think so.
I think that's what's going to happen.
I never looked at it from that point.
I think Orchard Farm's going to move up too because their enrollment hasn't been dropping.
No, I know that. What about Dominic? The school that now you can see by Highway 70, it looks like an amazing place out there.
I think it's only going to matter right now. I think this next year, I think they're gonna move up, but it's not gonna be because of the multiplier. I think it's gonna be because of enrollment. It looks like they're around the same as St. Charles High. They're bigger than us now.
Absolutely. I think they're 750-ish and we're 680-ish.
Yeah. Well, I think Misha thinks it's less than that.
Yeah.
But I think Dominic's gonna move up. They're not gonna get the multiplier just based off of last year alone. No school's gonna get that in any sport where you just win one district title in the last 6 years. But based off enrollment, I think Dominic gets to move up a class.
That is very good information, Luke. I think there's a lot of people out there who didn't know that, kind of want to know, and it's a little taste of what we could see next year with high school sports and then schools opening up and things like that.
The one thing with St. Charles High and St. Dominic is their class will not mostly change like how it would, or for basketball, how it would in football. People don't realize 4A has the biggest gap in how big your school can be out of any class. You can be basic
450 and you're in 4A.
Yeah, you can basically be Vachon and be in 4A.
And then you have 780 or 680 and you could be in 4A.
You can have like 1,200 kids and be in 4A under the old thing. So you're going to see St. Charles High and St. Dominic more with like Ladue, Zumwalt East, maybe Zumwalt South. They drop down because I know they're right on the edge now.
Right.
That's what you're going to see them more with. They're not going to be with – I mean, they will be with schools their size, but there's not too many of them.
Right. And to end the show, just because you brought up Zumwalt South, how about for the first time that I've ever heard this – that Coach Friedel, some call him Friedel, out there, who's done a fantastic job with the basketball program out there and even the baseball program. He is now going to be the head coach of the football program, the basketball program, and the baseball program.
I think if somebody heard that, you'd think, well, is that school about 300 kids in it?
No.
No.
And you know he did this once at Kennedy. So what you're saying is, back then, it might have been,
yeah.
But I do think, let's face it, their football program has been for a long time, right?
Yeah.
Basketball program has been awesome for many years under his leadership.
Yep.
He took the baseball program over about 4 years ago, I believe, and it's been pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
They just need athletes to play football.
The problem is, what sport is big over there that's in the fall? Soccer.
Right?
Yeah.
But I'm saying there's still a lot of, I think even like his basketball players that don't play, I think he can get more athletes to participate in football. And he'll have fun with it. He's got 2 or 3 years left. He's going to retire. I'm sure he's probably grooming someone who's up and coming, but they just need kids to show up.
They need to know they're not going to be able to compete with North.
Are there football kids leaving there for Dominic? Because
Dominic's not elite enough in football.
Not yet, but on the rise.
Yeah.
Think so?
I think... Well, the thing with Zumwalt besides East, the other three schools, their junior football program's pretty decent. Like, they're getting kids in there. I don't know where it's going wrong for South, but whatever North is doing different, it's absolutely just blowing South out of the water each year in football. That, like, how they're bringing these kids to be playing football. But yeah, it's really complicated right now for South.
It is. Well, I tell you what.
And there's no lack of athletes in that school. It's not South either.
We see them in basketball every year. Yeah. I mean, they got athletes. As we roll out the end of the show here, first things first, I'd like to obviously thank Mr. Jack here, Mr. Lou. Thank Iggy for coming over tonight and helping us out. Son Landon for helping us out. But it's been good. I think this is going to be a very relatable episode for a lot of people out there during this time who we touched on a lot of topics there. And I just want you guys to remember.
Next episode, I'm going to look like Bryson DeChambeau.
Okay.
Gaining 40 pounds and muscle, eating whatever I want.
Perfect. I cannot wait to see that. I cannot wait to see. Your voice is going to be loud. You're going to march down the stairs. You're going to be ready to go. You're going to be drinking all kinds of maybe supplements and that water. Can't wait to see that. So,
Seven protein shakes a day.
We will look into doing this again every couple, 3, 4, 5 weeks. It's just kind of our schedules in the summer. And just there's not a whole lot going on. But hopefully we entertained you tonight. Please make sure that you reach out to us on Chuck and Lou. You can find us online. You can find us on Spotify, any network really. Just kind of type us in. We're on Twitter, obviously. Twitter page is where you can kind of find our episodes. And then obviously kind of see some nitwittery between more or less myself. And I kind of get some ideas from Lou here. But please make sure you're doing everything you possibly can to spread the word about us as well. And you can find us on my Facebook page. You can find us on SCW or at SCW Basketball, as well as, like I said before, our Twitter account, remember, some people kind of get this wrong. It's at Chuck and Lou. Our Twitter account is at ChuckNLOU. And you can find us online at Chuck, the and sign, and Lou. Yeah, confusing. We got to get that worked out. So, once again, thanks everybody. And this is out from Chuck and
Lou.
Bye. Bye.